One highly interactive place, a children's museum, has adapted their offerings to suit in-person and at-home learners. At the Building for Kids in Appleton, the month of February is dedicated to diversity discovery at the museum. To make it accessible to everyone, they're offering kits for families to take home. Beth Vanderloop is Director of Programs and Community Engagement at the Building for Kids in Appleton. Beth, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
Before we get into this take-home program, what's it been like to be a children's museum, which I think of as the ultimate interactive hands-on museum, during this pandemic year?
It has certainly been a learning experience, I would say. Obviously, it's presented a lot of new challenges for our organization, but one thing that we have felt really proud about throughout, you know, now almost the past year is that we never stopped serving families in our community. We have found innovative ways to still reach out either through activity kits or now we are open by registration so we can actually welcome families through our doors. Not to the same level that we used to, but at least there's still that connection. So it's just been a matter of finding new ways to do the things we know how to do.
And tell us about the Diversity Discovery Month at the building for kids and these kits.
Sure. So traditionally, the Building for Kids would have hosted a Diversity Discovery Day at the museum. So this would have been a free day for people from our community to come in and experience all the diverse groups that our community has. And so we would usually welcome a number of our partner agencies to come and do projects and performances with all the people coming to see us. Obviously, this year, that is not really a possibility. It was an event that usually drew in over 2,000 people. So we're not hosting anything like that these days. So we decided to turn the month of February into Diversity Discovery Month. And we're featuring kits that have projects from some of our partner agencies, such as the University of Green Bay's Multi-Ethnic Student Affairs Group, Appleton Public Library's Hispanic Family Outreach Specialist, and then Wisconsin's as well. And so we're trying to focus on those same groups in our community that make it diverse and just do that in a new way through these activity kits.
Can you tell us a little bit about the projects? There's a variety out there.
Yeah, sure. So there is a project that you'll be making a Hmong necklace and learning about some of the symbols that usually are incorporated with that type of piece. And then Fox Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship provided us with a project where kids discover their own superpowers. So really looking at how they're unique and what makes them special and using that as their superpower. And then Appleton Public Library provided us with a project for making a tambourine. It's very representative of Hispanic culture and being able to make music in celebration. And then Wisconsin, who focuses on families with individuals who have a disability, they provided us with a project where you make your family tree and talk about what makes your family special or unique. So a lot of different things that our kids and families will be able to enjoy in this kit.
And I understand you've been doing a lot of take-home kits like this during the pandemic. What has the response been? Has there been a hunger for projects like these?
There has, yeah. Particularly when schools were primarily virtual, we were getting a lot of feedback from families that they were concerned about the amount of screen time that their kids were experiencing. And so bringing these activity kits to families has given these kids another option to do something more hands-on. And they're really designed for an entire family to enjoy. So it's not just, you know, fit for one kid. They can really do all of this together. And we try to make them as inclusive with all the materials that you'll need for the most part, especially when we started this back last March during the actual shutdown. We wanted to make sure people didn't have to go too far from home to get the things they needed. So we try to provide them with as many materials as we can to make those projects.
And there are these take-home kits, and you also have been doing a virtual programming, I think, this month for the Diversity Month and in general. What kind of online things have you been able to do?
Yes, we have been doing a lot of amazing virtual programming. It wasn't really something that we were doing before and quickly taught ourselves how to do. So throughout this month, we have been welcoming a number of our partners to do some virtual programming. This past Friday, we welcomed the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra and their conductor, who helped us and brought a special guest from Boston, who is a composer, and just talked about how music can be a universal language and can really break down barriers and help to really build that bridge of all diversity. And so it was a really great learning experience. And so we've been doing things with the symphony, with the library, where we'll read stories. So it's just been a lot of fun to partner with other community organizations who are trying to do the same things we are and just, you know, serve families to the best of our abilities. So really just trying to give families a lot of options.
Do you see yourself doing that kind of thing, the take-home kits and the online things, even when, and hopefully this is sooner than later, even when we're back to normal?
I think to a certain point, you know, I think that with activity kits, it's a pretty big production. You know, we're producing anywhere from 300 to 400 kits a month. And so it would just really depend on, you know, how much the museum was functioning. We obviously want to utilize some of those spaces again. So it might be on a smaller scale, but I can definitely see activity kits being a part of our programming in the future. And then for sure, looking at the virtual world, you know, as much as we talk about screen time, it is here to stay. I think using technology to connect kids to learning and education is definitely part of our future. So we want to make sure that we're continuing to offer quality programming through that new channel for us.
Beth, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Beth Vanderloop is Director of Programs and Community Engagement at the Building for Kids in Appleton. We have some links to their February Diversity Discovery Month at WPR.org/Central Time.